Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Thunder Buddies podcast. I am Maddie Lee, joined at Chesapeake Energy Arena by Joe Masato after the Thunder's 125-110 loss to the Los Angeles Lakers. And guess who did not play?
I'll tell you, Anthony Davis.
Great guess.
And LeBron James. And I'll add a third, Danny Green. The Lakers were without their two stars. They were without a third starter. They were playing on the second night of a back-to-back.
The Thunder was out without Nerlens.
The Thunder was without Nerlens. The Thunder did not play on Friday. And the Thunder had won 11 of 13. The Lakers had won 7 in a row. But, like, this is one that... Before the game, you think we knew well in advance LeBron was going to be out. Before the game, Frank Vogel said Anthony Davis was a game time decision. Davis did not play, and you're kind of thinking, okay, this could be a blowout, and it was.
And it was just not the way we expected.
the other way around.
It was brutal. I mean, to give the Lakers credit, they had guys really step up. Who were, you know, thrown into their starting roles. I mean, Kuzma has started before, and it's not Rajon Rondo's first rodeo either. But those two played like everyday starters tonight.
I mean, those two had their season highs. Kyle Kuzma destroyed the Thunder. He was 15 of 24. He was 4 of 6 from 3.
He scored his first 5 baskets.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like an all-star. And
the first time that he made a 3, you could hear just like we were in LA. Coos.
Yeah. Very loud.
I was like, "Oh man." that's what we're doing tonight.
Side note before we get back to Kyle Kuzma. This is the Lakers' second trip to Oklahoma City. I know LeBron is there, but I am.
I know LeBron.
I'm shocked at the amount of Laker fans who I assume are at every arena in the NBA when the Lakers come to town. But, like, in Oklahoma City, which has a very good home crowd, there are still so many Lakers fans.
Yeah. And not that. Any fan, like, not that I would assume that they wouldn't be knowledgeable, but, you know, fans who seem like they've been at Lakers home games and they're acting like they're at a Lakers home game.
Yeah, I mean, some people were thinking, like, are they booing the Thunder? No, like, it was Kuz.
This is what they do.
That
yeah,
was the chant mean, for him, and he went off. I mean,
that's why Alex Caruso is in the top 10 in his position among fan all-star voting, because Lakers fans are everywhere.
Lakers fans are everywhere.
They're omnipresent.
Los Angeles is a large metroplex. So there's things in working in those guys' favor.
No,
but.
No offense, Alex Caruso. Not that he doesn't deserve some love. That's he just right. is certainly a dark horse in a group that has zero Thunder players.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Alex Caruso and Taco Fall are the fan favorites, and I am all for it. I am not upset that they're being
put them in
getting All-Star votes. Back to our dear friend Kyle Kuzma. I thought it was just unbelievably impressive that he scored 36 points. He shot that efficiently when. Really, the Thunder's defense, their number one goal should have been to take Kyle Kuzma away, because he's the foremost offensive threat when Anthony Davis and LeBron James are not playing. And even though he attracted that attention, he still just was very efficient and scored 36 points.
Yeah, sure was. The Thunder didn't do great at much of anything tonight.
Low energy.
But defense, especially to start the game, was certainly not one of those things. Yeah, and talking to the guys post game, pretty much most things that you asked them about, their explanation was we didn't have the energy that we needed to, especially in that first half.
I know we're gonna not play our everyday role, and I'm gonna ask you to predict some things. Do you think it's more of coming off the emotional game Thursday against the Rockets and everything that went into that? Or do you think it was more of, hey, they don't have AD and LeBron, this is going to be easy?
If I were to guess, I mean, the third option is neither, right?
Yeah, the third option is the Lakers shut the heck out of the basketball and just played better.
And that did happen. But I'd say probably looking at a team that doesn't have LeBron James or Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I mean, Billy sort of denied that, but like, it's got to be human nature. Like, when you're playing as well as the Thunder have been playing, and then you know that the two stars aren't going to be playing, like, this is a Thunder team that almost beat the Lakers. Could have beat, not almost isn't the right word. They could have beaten the Lakers twice this year, both very close games. Yeah,
played competitively.
Yeah,
against a Lakers team with LeBron.
Yeah, and Anthony Davis. Yeah. I mean, they were healthy Lakers teams, and one of them was on the road, one at home. So,
well, and I owe the Lakers an apology because I had them pregame rankings had them ranked pretty low. I mean, not out of the playoffs, but not in the top two or three, I don't think. You guys can go back and check. But and my biggest thing was they have no depth. And look at them missing three of their starters and just playing phenomenally.
Yeah, part of it is, I mean, I still think ultimately you're going to be right about that preseason assessment. Like, they don't have a lot of depth, but the depth that showed tonight was quite spectacular. I mean,
well,
they
yeah.
can't count on like this sort of performance. They just were otherworldly shooting the ball.
They were. They're not going to be like this every night without those two, but they're also more often than not going to have those two. So I still owe them apology.
Yeah. And like, Rondo is, even as he advances in age, and same with Dwight Howard, like, those guys are playing very well right now. I mean, we joke about Alex Caruso, but he's a solid rotational player. Quinn Cook hit some big shots tonight. I mean, they've got guys who can score. The defense probably lacks more than the offense when LeBron and Davis are out, but that wasn't much of a problem tonight. They were 15 of 32 from three. They were 10 of 13 in the first half, and that's why the Thunder were down by 24 in the first half, which was their largest halftime deficit of the season.
Yeah, I mean, some of that shooting, there's nothing that the Thunder could have done about. You know, like, when you're shooting that well from three, even if you do play fantastic three-point defense, they're going to make some of them.
Yeah, Billy said, like, hey, 10 of 13 is pretty good when no one's guarding.
Yeah. And they're like, and we contested some of those.
Yeah, he was like, we guarded them.
But, yeah, that was brutal. There's not even many positives that we... It was especially stark because we saw the Thunder so locked in at the beginning of the Houston game, and they had to be, and they played really well, and they essentially blew out the Rockets. And so to watch the team that did that and played and did so many things right and so many little things right and shot the heck out of the ball, turn around and put it a performance out like they did tonight was weird. It was such a quick, stark contrast.
It's weird, and like, I mean, people always say this sort of stuff, but like, it's the NBA, and like, Shea had this quote after the game. It was basically like, hey, they're NBA players, like, they're good players, yeah, and this stuff can happen. And sometimes it's crazy that the most predictable games, which I would have very much predicted a Thunder win tonight, can easily go the other way in a drastic turn. And like, it's kind of wild to see that it's not just like a, okay, you're lining up, you know, these 15 against these 15, who's better, they're gonna win. Like, it's crazy stuff happens. Yeah.
And it's not like the Thunder just rolled over. Like, you had they got down by 32 points. And then the Thunder made 8 straight baskets and cut the lead to 18. Which
cut the lead to 18. The crowd goes wild.
They did. Yeah. They did go wild. And the Lakers called a timeout.
I know.
Because it was such a
Frank
close
Frank Vogel's over there
game.
Sweating. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. 18. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hung on, though. I mean, the third quarter, I mean, the Thunder outscored the Lakers by 9 points in the second half. 4 in the third quarter, 5 in the fourth. But even though, you know, they cut into it some in the third quarter. By the way, the beginning of the third quarter was awful for the Thunder. The Lakers made their first 5 shots. JaVale McGee had this massive dunk. Thunder called timeout.
To get back Steven Adams for dunking on him.
Yeah,
in the
Adams
first
did have a very good dunk.
Couple
in the first
minutes.
Half. But then they chipped away. And then in the fourth quarter, I think the lead got as low as 11, but it was never within single digits in the second half. And the Thunder, they never led this game. Not one time.
At all. Zero lead changes.
0% of
zero,
the time.
0 times tied. I mean, I guess unless you count 0-0. yeah. They tried putting out a small ball lineup too, which led to my favorite quote of the night, because Danilo Gallinari was playing center, and for a while he had Baisley next to him, so you at least have 2 forwards on the floor, and then Terrence Ferguson goes in for Baisley, so you have 4 guards, 3 of them point guards, 1 a shooting guard, and 1 forward on the floor. And Gallinari was asked about it post game. And he essentially said, like, if I'm playing center, something has gone wrong.
He was correct.
He was correct. They were down by, like, 19, and they stayed down by around 20.
It's kind of fun, though, right? Like, if you're down by that much, or maybe you're probably not even going to do it if you're up 19. But when you're down 19 and you're Billy Donovan, you can throw crazy lineups out there and
like,
see what happens.
Try this.
Because it is all offense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, all just 5 guys who can shoot and try to score.
Except for, I mean, not that Terrence Ferguson can't shoot. He just doesn't often.
Yeah. He doesn't shoot. He was 0 for,
can't,
0 for
won't.
2. Yeah. 0 for 2 tonight. Which he has been playing better offensively. Tonight was not one of those nights.
Yeah, he even have I mean, he played so well against Harden the other night. He didn't have that kind of assignment tonight because there were no Harden-esque.
They could have thrown him on Kuzma, maybe.
Yeah, I guess Kuzma's was Harden-esque tonight.
Yeah. That was a very strange, very strange. One Gallinari note. if you're one of those people who has to have one positive, here it is. Actually, do you have it?
Yeah,
I got it. 9 straight games with at least 3 3-pointers. He was 4 of 9 from 3 tonight. And that, so 9 straight with at least 3 is the second longest streak in Thunder history. Paul George holds the record with 10. So there's that. Positive.
Yay. I mean,
Justin Patton hit a 3.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. He came in and played less than 2 minutes, and he hit a 3. It was his only shot of the game, and he made it. Deontay Burton, we had a brief Deontay Burton sighting. He also went 1 of 1, not from 3, but from the field. Abdul Nader was 4 of 4.
The bottom line is this game really did not matter after the first quarter. I mean, it mattered, but like it almost meant nothing. I mean, it was over so soon. Like it was 41-19 in the first quarter.
It was really boring.
It was, yeah.
It was just not a fun game
to watch. I feel bad for the fans because I feel bad for, well.
I feel bad for any fan
who wanted to see LeBron.
Who like maybe was looking at this game and Thursday's game and was like, yo, both of these are some of the most expensive games of the season.
The two most expensive so far.
I'd like to go to one. I'm not going to spend money on both. You know, I think I'm going to see LeBron James. I loved watching Russell Westbrook when he was here. It's going to be really cool. But or they tried to buy tickets too late and it was sold out or something. And they ended up at this game, which was one of the worst games played. Actually, I would say the worst game played in Chesapeake Energy Arena this season.
Yeah, it was the worst the Thunder has played for sure.
And compared to one of the most iconic night of the season.
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And yeah, like I was so we were like collecting some ticket data for the Westbrook return game because I thought that was going to be the most expensive ticket of the season.
Little did you know.
It was not. I reached out to someone at Vivid Seats and he was like, actually, the most expensive game is two days later against the Lakers. It had the highest average ticket sold for a Thunder game so far this season, and that could change. It might not because the Lakers aren't coming back to town, at least in the regular season. So people spent a lot of money on this game. Now, if you're a Lakers fan, there's two ways to look at it. You saw your team get a great win, but you also
didn't get to watch your two stars play. And they're a sight to behold.
Right. Yeah, like seeing LeBron in person
is
like
anything.
A bucket list thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess you got to see him in his...
Oh, man, you can't even say that.
He was matching with AD.
Yeah. LeBron, Anthony Davis, and DeMarcus Cousins all had the same look tonight.
They all wore hoodies and blazers and all had some combination. It was all like gray and black and white.
Very appropriate for the snowy, cold day that we had here, so...
It was a good look.
Not L.A. weather.
No. All right. Let's stop torturing these people.
Okay. Unless you have any Thunder stats. No, I really don't have anything else. We should get out of here.
I mean, 9 of 31 from 3 was much better than it was earlier in the night.
Yeah. Rebounding. 54 to 37.
Oh, that was
the Lakers.
Yeah.
There weren't very many Lakers misses for the Thunder to rebound, though. They made a lot of
shots.
That's
true. That's true. And I asked Shea, like, you know, obviously lopsided number, like, where is that coming from? Is it not boxing out? Like, what is it? And he was saying, well, for me personally, as in Shea personally, we needed to go and help Steven out more, essentially, because he's like, they have like three guys who are the same size as Steven, so if he boxes out one, that still leaves two of them, so we had to do that better.
Yeah, and it wasn't just like, as the Lakers made a lot of shots, they did, but they also had 12 offensive rebounds, which is not good, but yeah. Okay, I'm done with the torture.
Thank you for everyone who decided to relive.
I hope this was a fun
this
one.
Route. Maybe we got some Lakers fans tuning in.
Hello, Lakers fans.
Thanks for joining us. And tuning into the Thunder Buddies podcast. Like it. Love it. Subscribe.
Please.
And subscribe to the paper.
Yes.
To the Oklahoman. It's really easy to find. In fact, if you read enough stories, it'll pop up right there for you to subscribe. That's probably the best way to do it. Just go on, read as much as you can, subscribe.
We really do appreciate it.
We really do. Thank you to all of our subscribers. You guys are awesome. Print and digital.
Yes.
Share it. Both the paper and this podcast with your friends, your families. Don't share your login, though.
Buy a bunch of papers and distribute them.
Bye.
That's what we mean by sharing the paper. We need all the help we can get. Or if you're reading it at a coffee shop or restaurant or wherever you're at, just, you know, leave it around for the next person to come by. It's common courtesy.
Send your friends links where you're like, hey, this is super interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, look at these 17 Russell Westbrook articles from the last 3 days. I love that guy. Here's, I know someone else who does too. And someone else. Friends, family.
We should have like put that together into a book or something. We had so much Westbrook stuff.
It was great. And all very different angles.
Yeah. It was a fun week.
Until tonight.
And then this happened. Dun, dun, dun.
I had that moment where I was like, oh, I'm going to turn this game off. Oh, nope. I'm here. I'm physically in front of it.
Yeah, it'd be a bad look to just like pack up and go home. Joe, you can just handle things tonight.
I don't think you would have appreciated that much if we just didn't have takeaways or a journal. I'm like, I don't have anything to say.
Nothing to say.
5 takeaways. It was very, very bad.
A lot of people make that joke, like, on our 5 takeaways for bad losses. Like, here's my only takeaway. It was terrible and stuff. So, anyway.
That wasn't even 5 words.
Yeah. Well.
That was terrible.
I'm not getting creative here.
And
it's time to go.
We will see you after the Minnesota game on Monday.